With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. Highly pathogenic avian influenza has now been confirmed in a dairy herd in North Carolina. It's previously been detected in dairy herds in six other states. State veterinarian Dr. Mike Martin says that cows from a herd in Texas that had not been showing signs were shipped to Idaho, Michigan, and Ohio and subsequently presented clinical signs of the illness. It was then learned that cows from that herd had also been transported to North Carolina.
USDA recommendations at the time were we do not test any herds that do not have clinical signs. But because Idaho, Ohio, and Michigan all started having cows that had these signs that then tested positive for high path AI, we went ahead and moved forward with testing this herd preemptively. And it has no clinical signs with this disease. Sure enough, we have been able to isolate highly pathogenic avian influenza virus from this herd.
Dr. Martin says North Carolina has taken a proactive approach in getting out in front of the outbreak.
Nobody else has done this as far as doing this level of investigation and epidemiology. And we did this against the recommendations that were at the time from USDA. But we are doing everything we can to try to protect our animals here in North Carolina and protect the privacy of any of these farms that may be affected either now or in the future.
North Carolina State Veterinarian Dr. Mike Martin.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.